Make all the tiny homes comments you want, but Tiny Township Council wants to explore all the options available in getting more affordable housing available in the municipality. The conversation during the recent Committee of the Whole meeting arose from a matter of new business from Kaun. Stefan Walma, who proposed staff to explore what it would take to streamline processes for those interested in developing such accommodations. Walma said that although conversations at the county level were being had regarding affordable housing, it's still an ongoing issue and I don't foresee it getting better in the near future. I'm really hoping that we can maybe do some brainstorming, potentially hand it off to staff to get the ball rolling, with some ideas to cut the red tape, as a component, Walma added. As a broader pitch, Walma requested staff to explore provincial-level inclusionary zoning, that you can have up to 3 different dwellings on your property, changing municipal zoning bylaws to accommodate larger accessory dwelling units if required, and family-amenable bylaw amendments. There's affordable housing and it starts at the homeless level, then supported housing, then rental, then it goes into home ownership. There's that spectrum of living, said Walma. He added that in looking to develop or redevelop lots in Tiny, the costs of building a new project include building plans. Could we have 5 pre-approved housing plans that we don't have to charge anybody for? Walma asked hypothetically. We do it one time and then they could use that cookie cutter. It saves planning department time. Saves, I know it sounds minor but, $3,000 off the top of a new build. It's just those minor, little things that I'd like to see us explore. Walma also suggested informing residents toward several affordable housing programs offered by the county which could provide substantial funding in making housing attainable. When you're looking at Tiny, said Walma, this is something that fits. We don't have water and wastewater services everywhere, we're not likely going to build a multi-story structure that can accommodate 48 units. So let's look at those infill options. However, Mayor Dave Evans noted that such a broad request could burden staff and council with a very large report, and looked to pare it down into an education component for council and the public to absorb. Even if it's not all-encompassing, I think it sends the message out to the public that here's 3 or 4 or 5 things that you should know about building small homes in Tiny, said Evans, who added he would like to see the township emulate the provincial Build More Homes Faster process. Kaun. Dave Brunel supported the request pertaining to building tiny homes, and Kelly Helauka noted that the neighboring town of Midland had pushed for housing development along Bomb Beach Road which would likely impact Tiny Township. The request for a future staff report on streamlined processes for affordable housing initiatives from a zoning lens was approved by the Committee of the Whole. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.